This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out always goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much to keep America rolling along, the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. The FedEx, the UPS, the bulk mail haulers getting the mail and all those packages delivered to everybody. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. And also our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers out there. And we heard from a whole group that was coming down out of Orlando a little while ago. And hello to the gang, and hope you have a safe trip. And you can follow us on Facebook, of course, by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch. .com. That's Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now up there in the panhandle of Florida, where you might have a little fog up there, might even have a little rain by the looks of this, but it's Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com.
Mr. Captain.
Yes, sir. Hooray, goodbye, see ya. There we go. Okay, is it raining up there?
Dense fog.
Okay, dense fog.
Dense
all right.
Fog.
I see the fog. I see the fog, and it was moving east last hour, so, okay, that makes sense. Now, we've got some fog scattered along the area over here. Now, would you like to say the pledge, sir?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag,
of
the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, I'm going to go for the easy stuff here at the moment. We had Mr. Swalwell, Mr. Schiff, and Ms. Omar all go on CNN over the weekend and just absolutely positively make their entire situation worse, if that was even possible to do, because all they did was sit there and make damn fools out of themselves.
Well, and they proved why they shouldn't be on the committees that they were removed from.
Correct.
Yeah, especially Swalwell, this guy who's trying to say he didn't have a relationship with somebody who was directly connected to the Chinese intelligence apparatus.
In the Army.
And you know, you've got to be kidding me. You know, this guy proves that he doesn't have the intellectual station to actually be serving in Congress. And how the people of California and his district sent him back is beyond me. You know, you've got to wake up. There's got to come a time when you look at the facts as they are and say, you know what, maybe we shouldn't. maybe we shouldn't send somebody who isn't intelligent enough to keep a foreign power's intelligence service out of his bed. And as far as Schiff is concerned, here's a guy who's still hawking the Trump-Russia collusion thing after it was debunked by even the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
So his intelligence quotient has to be under that of a vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
Yet his people keep sending him back to Congress. So at some point we have to wonder what's wrong with the people there that they keep sending these people back to Congress.
We get
the government that we deserve. And when you start adding up people like Swalwell and Schiff, you have to wonder what we deserve.
I think I know the reason why. I think. Number one, Swalwell represents an area north of Hollywood. Schiff represents Hollywood itself.
Well, it still doesn't, you know, what's a prerequisite for Congress here? Let's find the dumbest person in the room and elect him?
Apparently.
You know, I mean, look, the egregious acts of these two people that warrant their not going to Washington so grotesquely outweigh anything that they brought home to their districts, I don't know where to begin. But then again, if you read, like, tweets from people like Rob Reiner, I mean, if you're having the need to vomit for whatever reason, don't use Epicac. Go to Twitter and read Rob Reiner's post. This guy's so delusional that maybe they think Schiff and Swalwell do a good job. I don't see what these two people brought back to their district or brought back to their state as far as accomplishments are concerned. But if all these people in Hollywood care about is screaming untruths about people who are on the other side and stoking discontent among the American people and having every other state in the country look at you as though you're an idiot, I guess they produce.
All righty, Frank Sabato and I will be right back, folks, with more. And to be continued, I got a little bit more to say about Schiff and company. And then we're going to move on to the president over the weekend and where he was at and some things that have come forward, especially about our governor. I don't know about you, but I like our governor. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, my conversation with Frank Silvato, is being brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. You know, if you're in need for a vehicle or a need for speed, they can do both. If you need a truck, if you need a car, just go to the web site, Moss Nissan. That's M-A-U-S, MossNissan.com, MossNissan.com. You will see all the car dealerships that they've got, starting with the one in Crystal River, then the one in Newport Richey, which is the franchise store that started it all at 1954, then Nissan and Acura side-by-side in Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and then the all-new Moss Nissan store that's on 50 at Brooksville, just this side of the Suncoast Parkway, the toll road. And I'm telling you, these stores and their products and their people are what make the Moss family operation go. You will be pleasantly surprised. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check it out. And take a look at their You Serve, You Save program, which is where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're an EMT, a firefighter, a police officer, or even a church pastor, you'll get a tremendous deal in your vehicle. So, Moss, whatever it takes. And don't forget, Moss Care comes with your vehicles too. Free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And I look forward to seeing or hearing from you. Go to Moss Nissan, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Set an appointment. Go check them out. Take a test drive. And I'll be Saturday in Brooksville. I'll be there with the Moss Nissan sales crew that'll be there. I'll be there with them. So look for me, and I'll look for you. All right, Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, we'll go back to Schiff for a second here, and then we'll switch gears. It's just hard to figure why. Hard to figure why. The Intel Committee, and in particular the Democratic chairman there, the majority leader, rather, in the House, are pushing so hard to get Schiff back over there and keep Omar there and get, what's his face?
Swalwell.
Yeah, Swalwell on the committee. Because we all know that what they did, if you were in the military and you did what Swalwell did, they would have had you up on charges and run you out of the Army, and you'd probably be spending time in Leavenworth.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can kind of see why they think Omar needs to retain her spot on the Foreign Relations Committee. Kinda. I think her rhetoric about the United States disqualifies her for being on that committee.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be someone who wants to advance the United States on the world stage and look out for their best interests in the face of foreign relations when you're on that committee, and obviously she doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as Swalwell's concerned, with his relationship, he proved that he is imprudent when it comes to sitting on that committee. And, you know, he doesn't have the prerequisite for it. He doesn't think things through the way he needs to be just to serve on that committee. And Schiff has a very, very polluted relationship with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So he has disqualified himself from that committee. So the Democrat leadership that is insisting that those two people be on the Intelligence Committee is starting to disqualify themselves from credibility when it comes to leadership. You want the best people for the job on these committees, not just the people whose time has come, or, well, we got to send him back because he was on there before. No, you don't. You're constantly trying to refine, or at least you should be. You should constantly be trying to refine government to make it better so that it serves the people better. Democrats, I hate to say it, but a lot of Republicans, don't do that. It's my turn crowd in the federal government. And that's why, and you and I were talking about this on break a little bit, you know what? We've got to strengthen up our state organizations like we did in Florida. We've got to strengthen up our Republican apparatuses state by state so that we don't have to look to the federal for any type of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I say that if you're a Republican in the state of Florida, Republican in the state of Texas, Republican in the state of South Carolina, state by state, if you're going to make a contribution, make it to your state party.
Yep.
Let's fix our own backyards first, because once all of our backyards are cleaned up and potent and they execute correctly like they did in Florida last election cycle, then you don't have to depend on the Roma McDanielses of the federal ilk. If we could take, in a macro look at that, if we take government back for the states, we don't have to rely so much on who sits on committees in Washington, because mm-hmm. we've clawed back the power from the federal government, and we're back to a 50-state confederacy, as mm-hmm. it were, a 50-state union that is where government is most potent at the state level rather than the federal, the way the framers intended.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to talk about Donald Trump over the weekend. Was up in New Hampshire and in South Carolina, a couple of campaign stops. But along the way, he came out and made a comment about our governor, Ron DeSantis, in Florida. Now, yeah. I like Ron DeSantis. I think Ron DeSantis literally walks on water. I think he's smart. I think he knows what he's doing. I've met the man. I've talked to him. I've talked to his wife. I'm thoroughly impressed. And I'm getting a little bit sick of Donald Trump going after our governor, who it's his governor too, Ron DeSantis, when he should just keep his mouth shut.
Well, what he said about Ron DeSantis is patently false. So Donald Trump is starting to chisel away at his own marble physique and disqualifying himself on the basis of truthfulness. Ron DeSantis did not win the governorship in Florida because of Donald Trump. He won it because of the people of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So his idea, and that's what he said, quote, Ron DeSantis won the governorship because of me. And his thinking about running for president, well, that's just disloyal.
Mm-hmm.
But disloyal? To who? You're not president.
Mm-hmm.
You're a private citizen. You're a candidate to be president again, which I think is a very stupid decision. But, hey, you get to do what you want to do. Now, the question here is this. If he keeps attacking Ron DeSantis, who I believe is a superior politician and a superior public servant to Donald Trump, by the way, and I don't mind saying that, but if you keep attacking him like this, he's going to lose the state of Florida whether DeSantis runs or not.
Yep.
And if you lose the state of Florida, you don't win the White House. Period. Yep. Dot.
Yep.
Not only that, you lose the people across the country who think that DeSantis and the way that he handles, responds and handles the federal government in the state of Florida is the right thing to do. You lose those people, too. So if you look at the ground game here, you already have a solidified left that doesn't like Donald Trump. They're not moving from this. They don't like him. They don't like the issues that he keeps thumping. They like his policies from when he was president.
Mm-hmm.
And Lindsey Graham's trying to float the idea that you can't have his policies if you don't have the man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's like saying we can't go back to Reagan policies because Reagan's not there. That's a stupid statement. Lindsey Graham's time has well passed. It's time for him to be booted out of office, too. He's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But you're solidifying the left like we did during the midterms, and it showed you that in the places where Trump had his people screaming the election was stolen and running on MAGA, 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 they lost.
Mm-hmm.
Tight races, they lost.
Yep.
So he's solidifying the left. He's alienating the DeSantis people in the center and on the right. And he's losing Florida. How is that a winning combination for the Republican Party in November 2024?
Mm-hmm. All right, can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
All right, hold on. I'm going to be right back with Frank Silvato, folks. And when I come back, I've had a request to discuss the fair tax. So I did a bunch of research yesterday, and I sent this along to Frank. And we're going to talk about the fair tax, how it works, how you get it, and what it will replace. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be an interesting conversation that you're going to enjoy. This is Captain America, Third Watch. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The Memphis, Tennessee police video released Friday evening showing motorist Tyree Nichols being beaten by five police officers has opened the debate on police reform at the federal level.
I still think you want to keep this at the state and local level. This is a law enforcement issue.
House Judiciary Chairperson Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Meet the Press goes on to say laws will not stop pure evil that we witnessed.
Well, I don't know that there's any law that can stop that evil that we saw that is just, just difficult to watch.
As government-caused inflation is hurting all Americans, House Democrats have proposed legislation that would give more than 2 million federal workers an 8.7% pay raise in 2024. This is after they already gave themselves a 4.6% pay raise this year. Democrats claim it's necessary because they suffered through the Trump administration. The bill's sponsor is Representative Jerry Connolly, Democrat from Virginia. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. That's the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot. And they've been on a mission for a number of years. I've been taking your product for 9 years. The reason I take it is simple. It works. When I first saw it advertised, I liked what I saw. I figured it would work for me. It did. And I was able to get rid of the products that I was taking, the narcotics that I was taking, and stick to this all natural remedy, and it's worked ever since. Now, I still do have some inflammation in my foot and my ankle and my leg, and it goes down when I take this product. And it's back under control again. That's pretty neat. Now, it's because of what's in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, because it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going right straight to the source. So it is 100% drug-free. It is 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And it's called Relief Factor. $19.95 is all it costs for the 3-week quick start. $19.95. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And try the $19.95 3-week quick start. I'm sure you will be standing in high cotton. All right, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com is back with us. Hello, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Now, I want to mention that Christine chimed in here, and first she said, a value-added tax is every part of an item, not just the overall item. It's 20% plus in the UK value-added tax. Okay. And then she says, to follow that up, I wonder what classified information Hillary and Bill Clinton have. Watch out for the bond fires.
Yeah. Yeah, the I'm sure the document shredders are starting to glow red with heat over at the Clinton Foundation. But we're never going to see those because Merrick Garland is the Attorney General.
Yep.
So don't expect anybody raiding the Obama Library in Chicago that's, you know, it's still in storage out there. And don't expect anybody to be knocking down the door in Chappaqua or over at the Clinton Foundation. You're just not going to see that happen. That's why this whole thing is a witch hunt.
Now, I got an email from an avid listener, and I appreciate him. His name is Paul. Thank you much, Paul. Paul lives over in, where does he live here? It said it on here somewhere. Largo, I think is what he said. But anyway, yeah, Largo. Okay. But anyway, let me start with the beginning here. He says, I submit for your consideration the fair tax, a great victory for the cause of liberty. The fair tax takes power from the Congress and returns it to the people. The fair tax replaces other taxes such as income tax and payroll tax. It is in the form of a sales tax. It will only and can only exist if the IRS and income tax are forever banned. The fair tax is not regressive. It would take 100% of the tax burden off the lower quintile and encourage saving and investing. It would tax the underground economy. It would be a great victory for the cause of liberty. Okay, we'll start there.
Well, I totally agree. I've been pushing a fair tax since before 2000.
We both have.
You know, it's our system of taxation on income is superpowered by the fact that people in Congress get to carve out sweet spots for the people who help get them elected. That's why there's so many exceptions. The tax code is, I don't know what, 10 zillion pages long?
Yep.
It's grotesquely unfair. It's gerrymandered. It is the bastard child of what everything is in the swamp. We are a consumer nation. That's a strength. We have an economy that allows us to buy things when the Federal Reserve isn't jacking with it and the politicians aren't overspending so that we have to feel that pain. So the concept of a fair tax, which is, let's say, I believe it's 30%, is what the model says. It sounds high, but it's not. And it forces the wealthy to pay for what they buy. Now, the one thing that is incredibly important in that email is the abolition of the IRS and the income tax completely and in total.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a value-added tax. That's why fair tax isn't a value-added tax. Fair tax is fair tax. It isn't based in addition to another tax. It has to be the only tax. And that requires, as the email said, the abolition of the IRS completely, which is going to be like prying the gun out of Charles Heston's hand when it comes to the swamp creatures, and especially the federal Democrat Party. They are not going, even the Republicans in Washington are not going to want to get rid of this system because it allows them to reward the people that give them money to keep getting them elected.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it has to be a full-throated effort by the people to change our tax system. Mm-hmm. Numbers have been shown on this. If we implemented the fair tax, the federal government would have more and a more dependable revenue stream than they do today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because it would touch the underground economy. You would, every time you buy something, you would be paying your fair tax. And the left loves to scream at election time, everybody's got to pay their fair share. Well, this is the way to do it. If I'm going and buying a Pinto station wagon, I'm paying the tax on that. If Paul Pelosi's going to buy a golden hammer and a new yacht, then he's going to pay the tax on that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, getting it because there's a carve out and I could use it as a tax write off for this. I can give you what's valued at $50 billion for a tax write off, but it really didn't cost me anything because I've always had it. You can't do that anymore. If you're buying something, you've got to pay your tax. And conversely, if you're a Ted Kaczynski, and I'm not saying that everybody should be Ted Kaczynski, he's kind of a bad guy. If you're deciding you don't want to feed into the economy, you want to live off the land, you are self-sufficient, and you don't need to go and buy a Pinto station wagon, you're not getting forced to pay for somebody else's Pinto station wagon.
Mm-hmm.
You're living the way you want to. Now, what is the definition of liberty? What's the definition of freedom? It's being able to live the way that you want as you help the common good going forward without being a collectivist, Marxist, socialist douche.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. We could do something good for the American people, something that keeps a solid revenue line going towards the federal government, which removes a giant portion of the manipulative corruption at the federal government level. What's not to like about this?
Mm-hmm. Now, the sales tax proposed in the fair tax bill initially sounds high at 30%. However, it will be virtually unnoticeable because when all income taxes are taken out at every level of production of goods and services, the reduction of the cost of goods and services will allow for the fair tax to be added without any noticeable increase in the final cost of goods and services to consumers.
Well, think about this. When you look at your paycheck now, all the stuff that's coming out at the federal level for a tax would be restored to your paycheck.
Yep.
So everybody talks about tax cuts being a raise. This is the ultimate tax cut because we wouldn't have an income tax anymore. Your paycheck would be yours.
Yep.
Except for your state tax, so that's up to where you live. In Florida, we don't pay one. In Texas, we don't pay one. I mean, these are good if you want to look at what it's like to live under a fair tax. Look at all the states that don't have state income tax. How do they glean their revenue?
Mm-hmm.
It's from people purchasing things and the taxes they have on the goods there and how they do that. So, yes, I'm all for the fair tax. I believe it's fairtax.org, I think is the URL for that.
Yeah, and there's a book called The Fair Tax Book, Saying Goodbye to the Income Tax and the IRS, written by Neil Bortz and Congressman John Linder, available at Amazon. There you go.
Yeah, check it out. Learn about it. It's a great idea. Time has come.
Yeah, and thank you, Paul, for sending us that. I appreciate that. And we'll talk about that some more, too. All right, Frank, got to let you go. I'll talk to you on Friday.
Stay low, my friend.
Friday with Frank Silvato. Going to be a lot of fun. That was a good thing to get out there. Everybody can talk about the fair tax, and we'll go over that later in the week.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this final segment of the program brought to you, as always, by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad track on the south side of Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And they will gladly ship things to wherever you're at all around the country. All you got to do is call them and see if they got it, and they'll take care of it. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs here in the local area. So you can stop by and see the gang in the store, or you can call them on the phone, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. So, give them a call, 941-922-2345, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, joining us right now, we've got the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Good morning to everybody out there listening. Late game last night, the Chiefs barely get by the Cincinnati Bengals, make their third Super Bowl in 4 years, Captain. Cincinnati wasn't looking good in the first half, came back roaring in the second half, tied it up, going to make it happen, and then undisciplined football occurs, hitting Patrick Mahomes out of bounds for no reason, to let him get in the field goal range and kick the winning kick, especially Harrison Butker, one of the best kickers in the league, to win it all. They don't commit that penalty. There's no way this guy, you know, is going to, you know, kick a, you know, 60-yard field goal. So very, very unfortunate that that happened. But that's a lack of discipline, Captain. It's not all physical. There's mental, too, in the game of football. And that's just as important.
Well, San Francisco lost their quarterback in the first series, and then they brought in Josh Johnson, who years ago was with the Bucks. And
that's true.
Yep, and he didn't really light the place up, and then he got hurt, had a concussion. They had to bring Josh back in.
Yeah, yeah. Poor Brock Purdy, man.
Or, Brock, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, they're going to do an MRI on him today to determine the severity of the elbow injury, and I just hope and pray that it's nothing major. You know, the kid had a storybook first-year rookie quarterback last draft pick in the league, and unfortunately, fluke injury, you know, when you drop back to pass. But giving credit to the Philadelphia Eagles, they won 31-7. Even if the kid played, I think they would have won the game 31-21. Just, they're that good this year. It's going to be very difficult, I think, for Kansas City to keep up with them. Because the defense is playing great now, and their offense has been great all year. So that's a tough combination to beat. Now, off the air, you and I were speaking. The Empire State Building lit up the place in green and silver for the
Mets.
Eagles.
Not necessarily what we do in New York, sorry.
That is interesting. I don't know how they pulled that one off. I know it's the closest team in the Super Bowl to go there, so maybe that's it. And it's the same division, the NFC East, the Giants and the Eagles. That's kind of funny, interesting.
Well, they're still yelling about this morning.
Yeah, I don't know why people would like that, living in that neck of the woods. I agree with you, Captain. Now, the other thing is, in the NFC East, the Cowboys, they parted ways with the offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore. He was up for some head coaching jobs. And the quarterback coach, Neusmeyer, he's a good backup quarterback in the league and a good coach. And now he's been let go, too. You know, it seems like a scapegoat situation there. You know, Mike McCarthy, you know, Dak Prescott. Through 15 interceptions this year, two last week against San Francisco that were costly. You know, that's not the quarterback coach and the offensive coordinator's fault, Captain. So I don't know why they did that. So that's an interesting move by the Dallas Cowboys. But Jerry Jones always does some of those things that just make you go, Now, switching over to the AFC, the Dolphins have hired Vic Fangio. Great defensive coordinator, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best in the league. That could be very instrumental for the Miami Dolphins next year to make a run for the Super Bowl after making the playoffs this year.
Well, who is the quarterback?
Well, there you go. Who's going to be down there, Captain? It's reported that Mr. Tom Brady, I know where you were going. Mr. Tom Brady is not going to go there now. But who knows? Who knows where he's going to end up? Is he going to play? Isn't he? Does he come back to Tampa? Does he go off to Vegas? You know,
why would he come back? Why would he come back to Tampa when just about everybody's had enough?
Yeah, I mean, they'd have to put a heck of a selling thing on him to show where they're bringing people in to take a run at the Super Bowl again. Hey, they had their window, and they made the window. They won it. So it's going to be tough to develop that in 1 year. You're 100% right, Captain. Speaking of quarterbacks, Matt, Herbert, great kid for Los Angeles Chargers. He had undergo surgery on his left shoulder. And I bet, speaking of that, that Jalen Hurts is probably going to have surgery on his left shoulder after the Super Bowl here in a couple weeks, just to make sure it's clean and in good shape, because he's been playing on a sore one, to say the least. you know, it's getting that time of season, Captain. A little race car action coming. And what a cool racing thing there. The Rolex 24 at Daytona. The Meyer Shank Racing Team wins it, you know, again. So they repeat. So congratulations to them.
Good deal.
And a lot of other people are also. And Rory, he takes a free shot leading the final round over there. Overseas in Dubai. So for our golfing fans out there and friends. And hey, if I can be a friend and a fan for you in the insurance world, I'd love to be your agent. Love to meet with you, have a cup of coffee, talk sports, talk insurance, and see how we can be of help to you. Please feel free to give me a call. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. Phone number's 813-966-1052. Captain, it's going to be an interesting Super Bowl. Chiefs and the Bengals, 2 weeks away. Let me ask you a question, Captain. Do you like that they wait 2 weeks to play the game, or should it just be 1 week? What's your feelings on that?
No, I think they need the 2 weeks because of all the injuries that have stacked up right now.
Okay.
You got a lot of people. You got a lot of people playing hurt.
Okay. All right. So that's one way of looking at it. I think the major reason they do it is for the NFL to make money for that extra week of hype. Would you concur with that logic also?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's just the way it works for the game. Captain, always a pleasure talking with you. Look forward to seeing you at Mixon's barbecue tomorrow. I mean, pardon me, Mission Barbecue. Thinking about Mixon's down there in Sarasota, Florida for those nice people. But Mission Barbecue tomorrow, I'll get there around between 11:30 and 12. Look forward to seeing you.
All right.
Take care and have a great day.
See you then, my friend. Okay. Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone quarterback. All right, now let me see if I can get this to work. If I can get this to work, we'll be doing what we're going to do here. Holding fort, here we come.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. I know you've been waiting for me on Friday morning before the aeronautics people come on, but the captain will give me 60 seconds when he says so. Let me say this, by the way, about the NFL. Tim Tebow wouldn't have fumbled at the one-yard line like the Ravens did. Tim Tebow wouldn't have lost by 3 points if he was a quarterback of the Dolphins. Tim Tebow wouldn't have gone out with an injury with San Francisco, okay? I know he's in the College Hall of Fame. Tim Tebow's 10 times better than the quarterbacks playing out there today, okay? That's a joke what's going on in the NFL, okay? By the way, if the Buccaneers would have gone deep like they did to Julio Jones, we would have beat Dallas by 20 points. It's a joke. Our defense is a joke. Our coaching's a joke, and everybody should have been fired, okay? That's the other thing. Mike Pence, I don't want to hear from Mike Pence. Donald, if you're going to have a rally, you need to buy airtime on the Salem Radio Network, the one conservative station, and cover your rallies because 80 million people want to hear what you have to say. Stand up for our Lord and Savior. Stand up for our country. And by the way, that six-year-old kid didn't kill anybody. They got rid of the superintendent on purpose. Remember all those people that went to Virginia and said the left doesn't care about, they're going to force their transgender on your kids.
All right, got to go. You just got cut off by the computer. Sorry about that, but that's the way life goes. Okay, I'll be back tonight, everybody, on the Captain's America Third Watch. God bless America. Have a great one.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.